Bro.
That's perfect right there.
And the laughter too.
Bro.
We're going to have a party and celebrate with you. Come on now, bro. Celebration.
Gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of the Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend. Once upon a time, he was an inebriator in the era of awesome. Most recently, he's been the architect of the chairshot.com. But let me tell you, folks, it doesn't stop there. He is now the sultry, sassy, stupendous scientist of the chairshot.com. He's a scientist now, folks. I don't really know what the fuck that means, but he puts it on his business card. And, you know, I'll be the head of the maintenance closet if you pay me more money. So DPP. DWI Podcast, we're back after our two-month summer vacation. I hope everybody missed us. I hope you enjoyed Pod is War, but we're back. We're back.
I got to tell you, I think everybody really missed us. I'm watching those numbers climb up the rankings there, and we haven't even dropped a podcast. So everybody's downloading our old podcast, trying to get PC Tunney, DPP, back in their ear holes. We're back. Episode 206. I am honored to now be a scientist. I wish I had Ron Burgundy's science. But I don't have the soundbite, so I'm going to have to get that one. I think that's the next one.
I think so. Episode 206 of the DWI podcast.
Indeed. A lot has happened over the summer, PC.
I think we have a title.
Science.
DWI pod number 206, back in your ear holes.
Oh, my ear balls.
He's like grandma. What were you gonna ask me?
Nothing. I wasn't gonna ask you anything.
Oh,
you said it's been said it's been a long summer. Lots happened.
Yeah, I've been super busy. You have got a giant promotion and been super busy with that. I'm not as busy now, so I'm able to work more around Dan's schedule, which wasn't the case for the last couple months. And if you listen to Pod is War, you know why. But yeah, we're glad to be back. We're going to hit you this week with some NXT versus AEW. We're going to talk a little bit about Clash of Champions. Obviously, we got to talk about Kofi versus Brock on the first SmackDown. I think that's going to be gigantor. I mean, you got to be looking forward to that. That's going to be ratings.
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect. You couldn't have a better tie-in for your first episode on Fox.
All right, DPP. We're going to finish with Last Call today. It's going to be a little bit of a mystery. We're going to add some fun in there, maybe talk some local things here around Milwaukee, as this whole state of Wisconsin right now is just in a dominant sports position. And you think about the Badgers' big game against Michigan, the Brewers, the way they've been playing, making a run at the wild card. They're actually in that second wild card position as we speak and record. I'm trying to get my ass down to the park tonight to check them out. I think it's going to be great. Great game, great atmosphere. You talk about the Bucks, and they're expected to be one of the favorites in the entire NBA next year, and the Packers with the 2-0 start. So the four major things that happen in Wisconsin sports are all shining pretty bright right now. We'll get into that and what you're drinking for last call. DPP, it's been a long time, and I'm sure you're anxious to ring the bell.
Glad everything's still working. I'm talking about the sound bites, you know.
Yeah, that's what she said. Glad everything's still working. That's the breaking news.
It's just in.
Woo! All right. Topic number one here. The first topic we're going to get to of the day right here, DWI Podcast. Actually, before I do that, make sure you head your ass on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check out everything you need there. T-shirt wise, the DPP looks to me like he psyched me out. He's got a Brewer shirt on, not a chair shot shirt on. But head on over there. Bunch of great shirts. Very comfortable, too. A reasonable price. You know, wear them out to the shows. People are going to ask you what's going on. You're going to let them know. Head over to thechairshot.com for all of the latest, greatest, and up-to-datest analysis, news, opinions, and podcasts. So that's what I'm talking about right there.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
DP, did you have a chance to check out NXT this week? First hour was on USA. Second hour was on the WWE Network.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did. I didn't realize that they were going to do 1 hour on USA, 1 hour on the network. That was kind of a surprise. I kind of just thought they were just sticking with the hour long. I guess I wasn't keeping up with my wrestling news as busy as I was, but I did get to see that, and I think it's kind of cool. It's another hook for WWE to get people to sign up to the network, because you watch the first hour on USA, they give a big hook. They put one good big match on the USA network, lead you in to go watch the other hour on the network, makes you buy the network, and then you get to see another big match. And it does keep, you know, it does increase it from an hour a week to 2 hours, which is really cool, but also gets people and viewers to try and sign up with the network. So that's really nice. I guess that's a good idea, a good way to go.
How did you feel about the USA main event? We had a title change, you know. Lovely. We had Roddy Strong going over on the Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream.
No longer the North American champion. Roddy Strong has it, and boy, the Undisputed Era are really shining brightly in a firm control of NXT right now, if you ask me.
I guess it's a good you know, it's a kind of a cool faction. I've always been looking forward to them getting called up, but it's a great spot for them to be in, I guess, and kind of be in this faction that's controlling NXT as they move into the network. And it's a lot of those guys you saw, you know, that were big names in Ring of Honor, you know, kind of AEW. So it's interesting that they're kind of leading this charge when AEW comes in, you know, to feud with them on the network at the same time. So it's kind of cool. And I like that the Dream lost the title as well, because this is right when they're going to start talking about doing the draft. Could this be his call-up time? I don't know.
I hope so. I think he would do even better on the main roster, especially now the way things have been run on Raw and SmackDown. It seems like some people are getting to have a little more leeway with their character on the air, as in less. It feels less scripted. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you have 2 minutes, make sure you hit these 6 bullet points. Well, then there's nothing for you to add in on your own and kind of make it your own. Freestyle a little bit. Show them that you can actually put your own twist on what they're doing, so that they're basically just feeding you and helping you to bring out the better of yourself. Like we said before, if you're not letting the writers know who you are, they're not going to help you grow the character that you're trying to get. You're not going to get through to the crowd, you know, as much as you would when, say, you can take yourself like a Stone Cold Steve Austin, know your character, and put it up at 11 instead of your everyday life at 3 or 4. Help the writers help you, basically, you know?
Exactly. It's about getting that character over and you getting that character over, not the writers. You know, the writers have get you to a point and say, this is where we're trying to go. You go get there. I think that's the best way to do it. And let them, you know, yeah, like give them a bullet point maybe of, yeah, this is where we're trying to go with this thing. And you take it there, give them some freedom, let them sink or swim. It's about getting that character over. And the person that's going to get that character over is the character. It's not going to be who's writing it for you. The writers get you to an end goal, but they don't get that character over. And that's your job.
We're talking about a guy who possibly could be going up to the main roster. I want to ask you about a guy who could be possibly coming back from the main roster. And I don't mean it back as in a backward step. I mean a place to he's been there before, because honestly, what they're trying to do now is make NXT the third brand. It is a minor league. It is a filtration system up into the main roster, and there still is the main roster of Raw and SmackDown, and maybe that's where WWE, if they can hold on to making NXT feel like that, at some point they can have their own war. But talk to me about your thoughts on the possibility of the rumors, and fuck Plaid and Balls for being dickheads when I brought this up on Pod is War. I'm like, hey, talk to me about the rumors of this. And they go, yeah, let's talk about the rumors about this. Let's talk about the rumors. I'm like, none of that has anything to do with what we're talking about. This is the one I want to talk about. Talk to me about your feelings about the possibility of what I've heard is Kevin Owens coming back down to NXT.
Would be very interesting. I kind of stayed away from the rumors just because of the fact that I just really haven't had a chance to read all of them, but that would be kind of cool. I mean, they're doing the whole storyline of him getting fired off of SmackDown, right? So he can kind of come in. It was what I was hoping they were going to do initially, was just have him come in and kind of just wreak havoc, and, you know, he's not necessarily associated with anybody and just kind of comes in as, you know, as this radical. It'd be very interesting to have him come back to NXT and maybe cause a little havoc. I would love to see him kind of, I don't know, I'd like to see him get a team, get somebody together, well, because I like factions, get him to get a group together of some guys and try and, you know, get him on his side, and they start coming in and start kicking ass and, you know, coming in like we had with back in, well, I used Radicals, back when Eddie Guerrero and Benoit and Malenko and, God, who was the fourth one? Came in and Perry Saturn, yeah. Came in and just was kind of, you know, unassociated with the brand, really, but just would come in, sit in the crowd, and then come in and beat some people up and run off and kind of have some fun with it. I would love to see him just kind of go all over the brands. NXT would be really cool because he brings some experience from the main roster down there, and he could help a lot of guys, you know, get that extra push and get over a little bit. He's great on the mic, so he could easily do that and help push a few guys if he needed to.
I could also see NXT having more specials or more events, more pay-per-views. Maybe they go to 6 every other month, and or maybe whatever. Maybe they just run them up against AEW. They just use NXT to dampen AEW. Before we move on, one thing I want to bring up is, well, there's two things I want to bring up. One touch on quickly is that it looks like Tommaso Ciampa is on the right path to coming back at some point, fully recovered, and everybody's looking forward to that. That's just going to be huge. I mean, he's one of the biggest characters they have in the entire roster, one of the best workers too, so definitely looking forward to that. But what I want to discuss with you is Killian Dane and Matt Riddle.
Bro.
They're set up for another, I believe it's another street fight on NXT coming up here. I love watching these two guys go. I think Matt Riddle's going to be a huge star someday.
I think he's already, yeah. You know, I thought he was very awkward when I first saw him, but when you actually get him, you watch him in the ring, he is absolutely amazing in the ring. Killian Dane is coming into his own, too, once he split off from Sanity. And, yeah, these guys are both, like, just brawlers. Not necessarily the same style, but big guys who kind of wrestle same style, you know? And they can really just, man, they're just fun. Just watching them beat the shit out of each other, you know? Yeah, I think Matt Riddle has easily star power written all over him. One of those guys, like, that's a Kurt Angle type of, you know, wrestler.
It's great because NXT, like every single division they have is super strong. Obviously, everybody battling for that NXT championship and in contendership, where you think is worthy of fighting for that title, is just knocking it out of the park. The tag team division is excellent there. And the women's division, to me, of NXT is only second to the main roster women's division in the entire world. So that, and you add in the fact that you have matches for their secondary title, the North American title, like Velveteen Dream and Roddy Strong, who are two of the top 50 workers in the world, probably, each. I mean, so NXT is just jamming away. They got the benefit of not being oversaturating the market, and that's always huge for them. So I just hope they keep doing what they're doing, and I hope that they can spread these announcers out over each brand correctly, because the only thing that could really kill NXT to me would be putting the wrong announcers down there, since they're going to be mixing things up.
Yeah, that hurts a little bit sometimes, and I'm kind of hoping they split them up right and they don't double dip anything. Like, I know Corey Graves is running Raw and SmackDown. I don't think I need to hear him on both. I like him, but I don't want to hear anybody on two brands. I want them separate. They're almost so perfect the way they are right now.
If they go to two-man booth, obviously they'd probably put Cole and Graves on SmackDown. I thought they wanted Nigel McGuinness to go to up the brand to Raw with maybe Renee, and then put Tom Phillips on NXT with, I don't know.
Be getting rid of Mauro? Is Ronaldo gone? I mean, I like Ronaldo.
Well, what do you do with Tom Phillips then if you're going to two? Is he on Raw with... Maybe then maybe Tom Phillips and Renee on Raw, and then McGuinness and Mauro Ranallo on NXT? I don't know.
I think you keep... It's going to be tough, because I know you want to try... SmackDown's your big one right now, because they're moving to Fox. You want your the best of the best almost right there, but Raw is still going to be the flagship. I think you keep Cole.
Cole, I think, is SmackDown. Cole and Renee on SmackDown. Phillips and Graves on Raw. Graves
on then, Raw.
Mauro and McGuinness
on NXT. I like that. I would like that. If they stick, right. I hope they stick with two. I like a two-man booth better, but I get the idea of having three people there. But and maybe you keep three people on Raw or something. But I like two. Stick with two.
For me, I just like the dynamic that it's fallen into between Graves and Renee with Cole. I think that's your number one. Those three they should keep together if they want to do like. Those three on SmackDown, and if they have it be the only three-man booth, you know, I don't mind Graves being on both. I don't know what I want for NXT. If it's Mauro and McGuinness, that's fine with me. Mamma Mia, Yim, you know, gotta love that line from the other night. So, yeah, I don't know. Just you know, Roddy said it best to end the thing, you know?
Just when they think they got the answers, I change the questions.
And that's Vince McMahon to a T. So that's... That's NXT. Let's take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll come back and talk some Clash of Champions.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
DP, Clash of Champions, quite the card, 11 matches. I thought it was pretty solid. I would B+ for the show. You?
It was hard to get into at the beginning, but once the tag matches started, I really got into it. When the Revival and the New Day match kind of kicked in, I was really starting to get hooked. I thought there was really good tag matches. Sasha and Becky had a really good match. I think it ended perfectly the way it should have. And the main events, I thought the main events were really good.
Yeah, you know, as I'm looking through the card here and just trying to figure out what really was highlighted in my mind, I really enjoyed Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan. I thought that was really good and really well done. They had Harper come out, you know. Becky and Sasha was excellent. Kofi and Randy was excellent. I liked Seth and Braun. I do like the women's tag division. I thought that maybe Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville could have benefited from a win there and go back and forth with Nikki and Alexa. But overall, the whole thing was really solid. The chair shot, staff picks 8-3. Nice. 8-3. Attitude of Aggression, attitudeofaggression.com, Attitude Ag on Twitter, 10-1.
Big Dave.
Co-host with Mr. Velvet Pipes, Ray Cash himself, undefeated.
Wow.
Shout out to Ray. 11-0. Everything right. I think
I'd retire.
I think over the last calendar year since Survivor Series, him and Bobby Fernandez are the only two guys to get a perfect card. So, and that's pretty good because we've got a lot of people that know what's going on as far as making predictions. I mean, you got Rob Bonnet, you got Platt, you got Velaz, you got DeMarco, you got O'Dowd, you got the Steves, Steve Cook and Steven Mitchell, among other people that I haven't even mentioned that, you know, I appreciate them doing that. What stood out from you at Clash of Champions as the biggest upset that you weren't expecting? Was it Eric Rowan? Was it Revival?
Was it
Kofi not dropping the title? Because those are the three that the chair shot got wrong.
And I picked Randy Orton to win that one and should have thought a little bit farther ahead of it that they, you know, with the coming to, you know, SmackDown on Fox, I should have known Kofi Kingston would have to go in as champion with a bigger match because you weren't going to do Lesnar and Orton. I should have seen that. I should have seen something that coming. And with Hell in the Cell coming, I should have known there was more, you know, rematches that would end at Hell in the Cell rather than, you know, a continuation of a story or a story ending now. I think, yeah.
Let's slide on over to the next topic, and then we'll come back to a point of Clash of Champions that I also want to talk about that's coming up in the near future. We're on Kofi right now. We'll go back to Hell in a Cell after this. But Kofi Kingston, it's official. The first SmackDown on Fox will be defending the WWE Heavyweight Championship of the World against
Brock Lesnar!
Comments, questions, concerns.
I got concerns, and my concerns for Kofi Kingston.
Baby!
That's going to be a fun match. I mean, you know, Kofi Kingston's great in the ring, and Brock Lesnar, you know what you're going to get from him. And that's exactly what we're going to get here, is going to be just him tossing the shit out of Kofi Kingston all over the ring.
You're going to get ratings is what you're going to get. I want to see that match. I want to see what's going to happen. This is a legitimate match that Kofi could finally lose that belt. I don't personally think he's going to right now. And that makes a great case to, you know, have another edition of.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
DP, at this point in the space-time continuum, do you feel your opinion is yes, Kofi will drop the belt, or no, Kofi will keep the belt?
No, Kofi will keep the belt, brother.
And this has been another edition of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Speaking of ratings, I want to give a quick shout-out to the Velvet Pipes himself, the MVP, Mr. Christopher Platt, who pretty much called the 1.2 rating that NXT got on USA. So kudos to him as we talk about ratings. DP, any last thoughts on this Kofi Brock thing that we got coming up? It making me looking forward to that first SmackDown on Fox that much more.
It is, and it's going to be just an awesome match. And it's a perfect hook to get him onto the network, onto the new network, and get people to watch it. Huge, huge matchup. It's going to be awesome. I look for Brock Lesnar just destroy Kofi Kingston to a point he gets a disqualification, like we said, something where Kofi Kingston's going to keep the title, but I think he's going to get the shit kicked out of him until Hell in the Cell.
Well, yeah. Here's what I would do if I'm booking SmackDown that night. The entrances for this match start at the beginning of the second hour, and this is the whole second hour. you can fuck around for 12 to 15 minutes before the match starts. You can have them come out. You can have a commercial. Then you can have some bullshit where the New Day the guys come out and Paul Heyman wants them kicked out. Then you finally start the match. And the match can be 40-some plus minutes. They're going to have time to take breaks on commercials in the ring with holds and shit like that. But Kofi and Brock can go, man. And this match could end 5 to 8 minutes before the end of the night, and you could have some post stuff afterwards too. But why shouldn't this be an entire hour? I mean, you talk about capturing an audience for an entire hour. That's what this is going to do. Hey, holy shit, are you home? Brock Kofi right now. It'll be over in an hour. Turn it on. I mean, that's how they used to get ratings back in the day. Bro, do you see what's on TV right now? I mean, bro, check it out.
Bro.
I'm not going to complain if it's an hour long of that, because it'd be awesome. Honestly, what I would like to see is with a half an hour to go and leading up to this show, I want them to say Kofi Kingston and Brock Lesnar is going to start at the half an hour, and there's going to be no commercials.
Oh, no commercials? Okay.
No commercials. No mercy. And it just goes. And I don't want to see them. No breaks. We're going to go. We're watching this one all the way through to the end till there's an outcome. We're not going to commercial. That's what I'd like to see. Because that'll get you hooked and go, hey, look, we're going to see a main event pay-per-view match, you know, WrestleMania worthy, that's going to be on network television without commercials. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to transition over to our finishing talking about WWE like this.
So does Rule.
Yeah, they do.
Friendship that'll never ever end.
Did you miss me? So, how I have missed you.
The Fiend Bray Wyatt to take on Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal title at Hell in a Cell. I think it's been a long time since I've looked forward to a Hell in a Cell match as much as I'm looking forward to this Hell in a Cell match.
I like it, but I don't like it.
Expound, scientist.
Yes, let me give you my scientific methods.
Yeah, let me hear your reasoning, your cognitive reasoning and hypothesis on why you're not.
My reasoning is you just introduced this character. He can't lose this match, right? He can't lose this match.
You don't think he's going to win?
So he's got to win. I think he's going to win. I think it's way too early for him to be winning the title match. You know,
No, I don't think so.
All right. That's what I'm worried about. You obviously can't have him lose. You can't. Otherwise, they're just going to it's burying him already. And it's just Bray Wyatt syndrome all over again.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. He's got to win, or something's got to happen where they have a match at Survivor Series 2. I mean, I think no matter what happens, they're going to have another match at Survivor Series. But that's perfect because he can win the title. He can beat Seth at the comebacker at Survivor Series. That can be your main event there. And then he can have a throwaway. And at TLC, I believe, is going to be in December. And then he can have a big match at Rumble. And that just leads on him to carrying that belt all the way to WrestleMania. And they can do whatever they want there. They've been known to either drop that or hold on to it for the next night on Raw or SmackDown or take it to the next pay-per-view.
So could we see, and I like it, And if I like to see him carry it all the way to WrestleMania right after the Royal Rumble is over, the Demon comes out, and we get a Demon Fiend going into WrestleMania. Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt.
Like Chris Platts would say, I can smoke a bag of that. But here's what I'm thinking even more so is don't you feel like Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, and if Luke Harper sticks around, are all still connected, and that eventually they're going to be back with Bray Wyatt? Or is that completely done?
I think it's done. I think it's done. I'd like to see it be done. I'd like to see Strowman get back in there and be a part of them or something like that, but I think The Fiend is on his own now.
And that's not a bad thing. I think you're right. You brought up Strowman. Did they miss an opportunity to give him the belt and have Wyatt take it off of him as retribution for their past?
Possibly. I can see them trying to keep that away from, you know, Strowman, yeah, where The Fiend can kind of overpower his opponents at this point, where he really wouldn't be able to overpower, you know, a Strowman, you know, a big guy like that or anything. I think they're trying to keep him on the smaller guys a little bit. I guess he did choke out Kane when he came back. That was great. That was fucking funny.
Best was Kane winning the 24/7 title. I still got it.
That was awesome. Yeah, I know. I'm definitely looking forward to them at King of the Ring at Hell in the Cell. I think it's gonna be awesome. I'd like to see. Well, I'm guessing he's gonna get his full intro, but I think it'd be more fun if he just came out from underneath the ring. You know, when they turn the lights out, and he'd just be standing in there, and that's kind of how they start the match. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Before we get to last call, folks, let's talk a little bit about something that we wanted to bring up earlier and we really didn't, so let's make it its own topic right before last call. Oh, you know what's funny is that soundbite made me think of something else we haven't done in a while, and it's apropos because of we talked about the 24/7 title, but DP, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3.
I'm going to go with 3.
All right. Dance break! And you can ask anybody that's been on the show. We dance during the dance break. Like, seriously, we're both dancing. We're chair dancing, but we're dancing. You know, I enjoy some Madonna voguing, do a little bit of Congo line. I don't know how he does it, but he twerks in his chair.
Kind of doing the, I think it's more the Old Brother Where Art Thou dance with the...
Are those, what are you doing, Kegels over there or what?
Sometimes you gotta stretch it out.
Okay. Yeah, brother. Yeah, whatever works for you, brother. Come on.
Yeah,
brother? Bro. Yeah, brother? Yeah, I couldn't bro. Find it. The time is now. Nah, it's too late.
Bro.
Hold on, dude.
Well played. Well played. Chris Jericho, your AEW heavyweight champion. I think that was a smart move. And the tag team tournament bracket is out. Lucha Bro or Lucha Bros like are on the same side of the bracket as the Young Bucks.
Oh, you're asking me?
No, I'm kind of telling you.
Oh, sweet.
Don't worry, folks. Once AEW television actually starts up, we'll know what's going on.
I'm waiting for that. Yeah. I'm anxious to start actually watching it on TV. That's for sure. That's for sure.
The thing that I think that they haven't done a great job of is actually, I don't know, I'm not super excited about their women's division. I am really interested in what they're going to do with the TV show. I'm interested in the production value. What is your biggest concern, though, with AEW on TNT?
I don't think it's really a concern as far as having it on television right now. The concern is it hasn't gotten started, and there's only been, like, couple of the pay-per-views, and if you haven't really watched them, do you know what's going on? We don't know stories yet. We don't know anything. We don't know how their writing's gonna go character-wise. You only know a few of the big ones. There's a lot of characters they still need to start kind of really building to get you in and interested in it. So it's, you gotta start building the interests in the characters, and right now you got nothing, so you're just kind of waiting.
Right, and that's with anything that's new and going to have to build. They are kind of on a head start with some of the things they do have. I think the more important question is, we talked about the 1.2 rating for NXT. I feel like AEW is probably going to come in a little bit under that number, and NXT will rise a little bit above their primary outing, because I think you have a lot of people tuning in on Wednesday nights to watch wrestling, especially in the winter. People are home. It's dark out early. There's not a whole heck of a lot on Wednesdays if you're not a sitcom or series watcher. It's generally going to be just baseball or basketball games. There is no NFL on Wednesdays. There may be a secondary college football game, but that's about it. So I'm looking forward to the Wednesday Night War. I'm not looking forward to having to DVR even more. I don't even know how I'm going to do this. I got so much shit to DVR on Wednesday. You know, first world wrestling fan problems. But I think it's just going to be overall good for the business. I think AEW is going to be okay, but I don't think they're going to be coming out of the gate as strong as people think they are, unless they can get one singular person to come back to wrestling, and nobody really thinks that happening, if at all, definitely not probably anytime soon.
Well, and the biggest thing, yeah, is kind of what you mentioned there, is a little bit of star power, you know, a little bit of more name recognition. You got a lot of guys who are not necessarily household names that are on there right now, other than Jericho and Dean Ambrose, a.k.a. Jonathan Moxley. You got the Young Bucks, you got some, you know, SoCal, I think, you know, guys from Ring of Honor, if you watch that. But otherwise, not as many. And, yeah, you're right. It's coming out of the gate, I don't think it's going to be necessarily strong. So it's just, you got to build that base. And that's kind of just, it's a wait. It's a wait and see. I think we said that a while ago, you know. It's going to be a wait and see, and hopefully it's good. I'm really hoping it's good, because I think it could be a fun war on Wednesdays to see NXT and AEW go at it.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. With attitude, bitch.
This is my yard now,
bitch. Anyway, TP, it's a boot that time again for Last Call. What do you mean? What do I mean? I think it's time for What You Drinking. Last Call Edition.
Got in on our Whatcha Drinking.
Asshole. Don't fuck with my beer. If you want to see someone get fiendish, fuck with my beer. or sit in my seat at the bar. See what happens then. Not good things.
If I can be serious for a minute.
You want to play? Play with Nicky.
Yeah, if I can be serious for a minute, don't ever sit in my fucking seat at the bar. You will get fucked up. All right, bring that down, DP. Let's do what you drink here. Happy Friday, my friend. I'm having a couple beers before I head down to the ballpark tonight. I have myself a hometown brewed Lakefront IPA. It's excellent. The can is beautiful. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it right now. How about you, inebriator?
I like the eye. Well, I've used a scientific mix of Captain Morgan and Coke. What a surprise, surprise. That's what I'm drinking.
All these fucking scientist references.
That's never going to end, brother, brother.
That's a Captain Morgan. That's a Captain Morgan and Coke. That's a fact. It's science.
Science.
So we brought it up before, folks. That's what we're drinking. But we wanted to have a little bit of fun here and talk about a few things that are going on locally with us. We mentioned Packers 2-0 start. Badgers haven't given up a point yet. Got a big game against Michigan tomorrow. DP and I maybe getting together. Maybe we'll send out a little Periscope video if we end up watching the game together. Check that out. You can follow me at PC Tunney on the Twitter. And you can follow him at It's Me DPP. Also check out at Podcast DWI as well. The thing we want to talk about, though, is the Brewers have been red hot. They're in position for the wild card right now. They got a tough stretch going on here. But more importantly, the Cardinals and the Cubs have six games left against each other. Cardinals up 2-1 here in that first of those six games, three of them this weekend. DP, it's been exciting. It's been nerve-wracking. We've lost the MVP, most likely, unless we get to the World Series. But guys have stepped up. And the important thing to remember is that we're in it. All those years growing up and in our 20s when the Brewers were never really in anything, they have put together an excellent front office that in turn has given them a chance to legitimately compete. I mean, best record in the National League last year. Lots of injuries this year. You could almost consider Craig Counsell a candidate for manager of the year if they go out and win the Central here with all the injuries he has had to deal with. That won't happen, but just give me your overall thoughts on the entire season here for the Brewers and what we got to look forward to for this next, you know, 8-9 days.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, season-wise, it hasn't, I mean, it almost hasn't been exciting, you know, especially, you know, they're in the middle. They didn't look good. You know, it just felt like, man, they're not even going to be in contention. They're not going to be, you know, close enough. They don't have enough power this year. Just things aren't going their way kind of thing. They had, like you mentioned, the injuries. They've had, you know, a good handful of injuries. And then, you know, then they kind of just were hanging in there a little below, you know, a couple games back. And then here we are, you know, just got hot right at the end of the season. And that's the time you want to be hot. And, you know, just getting that foot in the door of the wild card means you got a chance. And, you know, that's all you need, you know, and you just, the bats are hitting at the right time. And that's what matters for teams in baseball. And we're hitting at the right time. It's going to suck not having Yelich. I mean, obviously that's the MVP of the league, but it's great. Cause it's always exciting at the end of the season when you have a team that has a chance to get to the playoffs. Cause not many teams make the playoffs in baseball. There's only four of them in each conference. So it's awesome. We may probably not going to win. Is it five? Oh, my bad.
The wild card game. Four of them get into the divisions. Right. But yeah, the wild card game.
My bad. The wild card, yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you a pass there. I mean, I didn't play Lacey Evans when you said four. It's all good. It's all good.
Bro.
You know what I miss? I should have been on some Pod as Wars, man. I got to join you guys. I miss all these brand new sound bites and new shit, man. I'm missing it.
All right, well,
we're back.
Yeah, you're going to have to take off a day during the week then, because we do it late now.
We'll see. Maybe I'll take off a Thursday or something.
Or you can pop in for the first 15 minutes or something.
There you go.
You do the pre-show. Bot as War is a pre-show now, by the way.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Sweet baby
Jesus. Yeah, it's just me and Balls waiting for Platt.
God, that lazy fucker.
Maybe the next pre-show. The pre-show is at like 9:45 Central Time, so you can jump on for 15 minutes before you go to bed. You down with that?
There we go. I'll do that. All right.
Coming to a Pot is War pre-show near you.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. Tune in, motherfuckers.
I'm just excited that we have a shot here at the end of the season. It's always great to be in the chase, and just it makes it more exciting to watch every game. You're kind of hanging on every hit. You know, it's not like, you know, these games are almost like playoff games in baseball, where, you know, basketball and all them, they have a lot more teams make the playoffs. These are like playoff games, you know. Every win matters right now when you're in that chase and when you're that close. So it's fun to watch every time and see what's going on.
Well, cheers to the Brewers, and good luck this year to them. We're rooting for them, as we always do. Them, the Packers, Badgers. Can't wait for the Bucks to get back at it. Giannis Antetokounmpo. My man, my main man. Brother, if you ever listen to this podcast, or anybody that knows him listens to this podcast, I would love for him to sign a couple jerseys of his that I have. I have the Mecca version of the orange jersey, and then I also have his All-Star jersey, so I think one day that'd be great to frame up next to each other with an autograph in each of them. So anyway, DP, this is last call, last thoughts. I've said everything I've needed to say. Anything you got out there, wrestling, sporting-wise, drinking-wise, scientifically, you would like to proclaim before we end the show here?
Man, just enjoy sports. This is a great time. This is another great time in sports. Football is just starting up. Baseball is riding into the playoffs. Hockey just started. Basketball is just about to start. It's just awesome. It's sports-wise, it's awesome. And wrestling right now is actually in a great spot with AEW coming on here in a couple weeks. You got NXT starting up on the USA Network. It's, things are turning, it feels. It's starting to get a little more fun to watch some of these wrestling shows. I feel like, you know, what we talked about, what PC said about, you know, characters getting a little more freedom to be there, you know, to get their character over. You're starting to kind of see it, you know. You see a little more fun and a lot of new guys coming back, man. How about Rusev? Fuck, man, he looked awesome. So, you know, with this draft coming up where they're still going to try this stupid brand split, we're seeing a lot of these characters come back, which is kind of cool. A lot of guys coming back from injury, and so I like brand new stories, brand new things happening.
I want to give a couple shout-outs as for the podcast. As in, I've already given them my opinions on things, but people we'd like to have back on the show, and a shout out to them. AJ Kirsch, have had a chance to kind of communicate with him a little bit over the past month or so. Going to try and get Sin and Jake back on. Sin Bodhi and Jake Roberts, definitely. Tommy Rich, if possible. Also, would love to get Big Rick back on the show. Maybe talk some football with him. Make sure you check out the Weekly Blitz every week at thechairshot.com. And, of course, last and definitely not least, the reason I'm doing shout-outs right now is next Saturday, September 28th, not this Saturday, next Saturday, Roof City Wrestling is having a night for Special Olympics. They do this throughout the fall where they have a lot of gigs that benefit charities and other promotions that need a little help. And what better thing can you help promote and give money for a night for Special Olympics. None other than the War Machine Rhino will be there, along with your other favorite Bruce City Wrestling stars, Stacy Shadows, Sierra, Brandon Blaze, Doc Simmons, Chucky Bates, Evil Dis, Zach Hendricks, Gunnar Wicks, Loser, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, the godfather of Bruce City Wrestling, Frankie the Thumber DeFalco. Hopefully we'll have the Frankie DeFalco show on next week so we can preview that whole card for you. So go to Bruce City Wrestling 1. That's Bruce City Wrestling, the number one, BruceCityWrestling1.com. You can get your tickets in advance. They're always cheaper when you do it through PayPal on the website. Otherwise, generally, it's $20 at the door. I'm fairly certain that that's the deal.
$18 for general admission. And you get a couple bucks off if you go online early and get them. So it's definitely worth getting them early.
And that's out at the Waukesha Elks Lodge, 400, 2301 Springdale Road, like not even 5 minutes off of the expressway, folks. So always great food there, served throughout the evening. The kitchen doesn't close, and an excellent bar. So, and of course, you can, you know, hang out afterwards and talk to some of the stars there. DP, we did it again. That's 206 times. Yeah,
whatever. It's getting too big to count, I think. I mean, I'm no scientist, but... Oh, wait, I am.
207's next, asshole. So hopefully we'll have episode 207 with Frankie DeFalco and episode 208 of the DWI podcast with myself and DPP, and maybe we'll have a special guest next week. I don't know. I haven't... to finish the shout-outs, Aesop, Mitchell, Max Holiday, hope you're both good. Been a while. That's all I got. That's all I got, DP. You can find me at PC Tunney on the Twitter. You can also find me on Pod is War at the chair on thechairshot.com, likely every Thursday. And for every WWE and NXT pay-per-view, doing the chair shot staff picks. So that's hitting it well over 70%, 8-3 last pay-per-view. I mean, if you want to know a good idea of what people are thinking and where things are going to go before them pay-per-views and get your head on straight so you know what to expect and kind of know where those imperfections and different upsets will lie, make sure you check out the chair shot staff picks. DP, I know that not only can they find you on the Twitter, they can find this show on Facebook and Instagram.
They can. Facebook.com/DWI podcast is where you'll find us. And Instagram at it's me, DPP, particularly for those Bruce City Wrestling events that we talked about. I like to post a lot of pictures up there live while we're at the show, so make sure you follow that, especially on those days.
I think we might have to go to the show next week. I Double S said he's in already. So
I like it. I like it. We'll be in. Sad. Is he going to bring his Slim Jim Macho Man? I want to see that. That was awesome.
I don't know what, I don't know what he calls Slim Jim.
The Macho Man. Stepping to a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Play that one again. Oh,
yeah. Bro.
And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW. Boy, 2 months, it's like riding a fucking bike, you know? No problemo.
Screw the training wheels. Who fucking needs them?
Famous last words. Screw the training wheels.